98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Gordon Basham of the News Desk with us this morning. Former FBI Director James Comey will go behind closed doors with House lawmakers today.
Comey is voluntarily meeting with the House Judiciary Committee as they continue to probe the handling of the Clinton email investigation. The former FBI director had pushed for an open hearing. A compromise was reached when outgoing Republican Chairman Bob Goodlatte agreed to release a transcript of the interview. It's unclear how long the meeting will go. The transcript could be released as early as Saturday. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Kansas has passed, the Congress has passed another short-term spending bill to keep the government open.
There won't be a partial government shutdown thanks to Congress putting off the fight over President Trump's border wall for 2 weeks. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, who's trying to win over enough support to be the next speaker, is taking a hard line.
The president said he promised it. He also promised Mexico would pay for it. So even if they did, it's immoral still, and then they're not going to pay for it.
Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby is the chairman of the Appropriations Committee and says they're making progress on most of the remaining funding issues.
We'd look at anything, but I believe the best route is to keep all seven together, pass them.
By passing a 2-week funding extension, that means this fight will come up again right before Christmas. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Some new billboards going up in Wichita, part of a push to fully legalize marijuana in Kansas. Two billboard campaigns were launched Wednesday by the pro-legalization group Fire It Up Kansas. The first is an image of one man drinking and another smoking. KSN News spoke with Mike Golden of Fire It Up Kansas.
If it's perfectly okay to drink yourself to death with whatever kind of alcohol you choose, then why isn't it okay to smoke a joint?
The second image is a person with their hands handcuffed behind their back, and it states, "We're not criminals, we're consumers." Golden says the group also sent a bill on legalizing marijuana to state lawmakers for their consideration.
Another rocket launches today, and this one is carrying something secret.
United Launch Alliance is scheduled to send up a Delta IV Heavy today. It's one of the world's biggest rockets, standing taller than 230 feet. It will launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base, north of Los Angeles. The payload on board is a satellite developed by the National Reconnaissance Office. The nature of the device is being kept secret, only to say it will play a role in national defense. The launch is to take place in the evening hours. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A chilly start to the day for us. We become partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high 35, cloudy overnight in 23, and then mostly cloudy, fairly quiet weather expected for us tomorrow. Saturday's high 35, sunny and low 40s on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 23 degrees, and we have an east wind at 6 miles per hour. 8:35, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. It is that time of the day, time for entertainment news. We call it the blur. Gordon Basham is blurring today, and he's talking about the two new films coming out.
Yeah, a couple of those new films are going to be vying for Americans' attention this weekend. And Michelle's Fox Polino tells us all about that.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Polino.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Hi, Mom.
Julia Roberts returns to the big screen to play Holly, a suburban mom who welcomes her 19-year-old son, Ben, played by Lucas Hedges, home unexpectedly on Christmas Eve morning. Holly is seemingly relieved but wary of her son staying clean.
I put my family in danger.
Over the next 24 hours, new truths are revealed, and a mother's undying love for her son is tested as she does everything in her power to keep him safe.
Your cousin Mary has returned to take up her throne.
In Mary, Queen of Scots, the film explores the turbulent life of the charismatic Mary Stuart. Queen of France at 16, widowed at 18, Mary defies pressure to remarry. Instead, she returns to her native Scotland to reclaim her rightful throne, but Scotland and England fall under the rule of the compelling Elizabeth I, her cousin and rival in power and in love.
Your gifts are your downfall.
Played by Margot Robbie. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Kevin Hart says he is stepping down as Oscars host following an outcry over previous anti-gay tweets by that comedian.
Just 2 days ago, comedian Kevin Hart was named to host the Oscars in February. He called it a lifetime goal. Now Hart is out, tweeting late last night he does not want to be a distraction on a night that should be about many talented artists. He's stepping down as host because tweets from years ago surfaced that included anti-gay references. Hart has apologized to the LGBTQ community for what he called his insensitive words from the past. He also says he's evolving. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Streaming service Spotify is revealing its top artists and songs of 2018. I only love my
bed and my mom. Drake, Spotify's most streamed artist of the year in the U.S. and globally. His album Scorpion topping both lists, with his hit God's Plan earning the most streams domestically and internationally. Singer Ariana Grande, the most streamed global female artist. Imagine Dragons, the most streamed group overall, followed by K-pop group BTS. Rapper Cardi B tops the U.S. list as Female Artist of the Year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, nominations for the 61st Annual Grammy Awards will be announced this morning. The Recording Academy delayed unveiling the nominees by 2 days because of former President George H.W. Bush's funeral and the public viewing this week in Washington. The Grammys announcement comes a day after the Golden Globe nominations. Several musical superstars, including Lady Gaga, Dolly Parton, Kendrick Lamar, all nominated for Globe Awards in the Best Original Song category for a motion picture. And customers at two suburban Atlanta Walmart stores received a holiday surprise when they found actor Tyler Perry had paid their layaway items.
Yeah, this is kind of a thing that's going around a little bit.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Perry, who intended the gift to be anonymous, confirmed the move. In a video posted on Twitter this week, he spent $434,000
wow.
on items at a Walmart in East Point, another store in Douglasville,
wow.
and that covered all but one penny of those balances.
How about that?
Somebody owed a penny.
Yeah.
In his post, Tyler said customers had only to pay 1 cent to get all their purchases. He said he knows people are struggling, and he just, quote, really, really grateful to be able to do it, to be in a position to do it. So there you have
That's
it.
Nice.
Now, in case you missed it, Reba McEntire sang the Lord's Prayer at the Houston funeral service of former President Bush. The Grammy Award winner on Thursday followed the Oak Ridge Boys, who were one of the president's favorite musical acts and who sang Amazing Grace during the service at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. Celebrities include actor politician Arnold Schwarzenegger was among the mourners of the church where the Bush family worshiped. Thursday's ceremony with a public farewell of the 41st president. And checking in on history today, as we know, December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day back in 1941, and President Roosevelt's big speech of Day in Infamy, we all know that. In 1787, Delaware became the first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. In 1972, America's last moon mission, Apollo 17, blasted off from Cape Kennedy, and now Cape Canaveral back then, Cape Kennedy later. And finally, Ellen Burstyn is 86, and Baseball Hall of Famer Johnny Bench is 71 today.
How about that?
Yeah.
One added note, this is a local entertainment note. Tonight at the Donut Hole on East Douglas, Evan McIntosh will be performing.
Oh?
This is my granddaughter.
Ah!
And she'll be singing and playing the guitar, her own. She writes her own music. This is all original
How
stuff.
Cool is
It'll
that?
Be at 7 o'clock at the Donut Hole on East Douglas. I've never been there, but I'm going tonight.
Well, you got to make that one.
All right. Thank you, Gordon. Entertainment News, The Blur, brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby, 801 South Baltimore. The phone number, they do a lot of phone-in and carry-out business, 788-2011, 788-2011. In business since 1969, build your own pizza. They've got hoagies. They've got spaghetti. It is outstanding. Entertainment News brought to you by The Blur. The Blur is brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby. I'm unaccustomed to reading this. So
that's slept since then,
the explanation. 8:41 now. Keep it here. We're going to have some Business Journal update for you coming up. Bombardier is forecasting an increase in business jet deliveries. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.